Bob Goodlatte, House Judiciary Chairman, at a hearing. He wants to know why Attorney General Loretta Lynch decided not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email and server. She says it was because she vowed to stand by the recommendations of the FBI. Lynch also tried to justify her recent meeting with Bill Clinton.
And we had a social conversation. Nothing of any relationship to the email investigation was discussed.
The meeting was held at the Phoenix airport. President Obama and former President George W. Bush are speaking at a police memorial service in Dallas for the five officers who were killed in a sniper ambush last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods. No MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are campaigning together in New Hampshire today. Sanders finally gave Clinton a full endorsement.
Out in my mind that as we head into November, Hillary Clinton is far and away the best candidate to do that.
The Democratic National Convention will be held later this month, where Clinton's nomination is expected to become official. Meanwhile, speculation is growing over Clinton's VP pick. The New York Times claims Clinton is considering retired four-star Admiral James Stavridis. Donald Trump is also getting set to announce his running mate pick. On the short list is Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who will speak at a Trump rally tonight. Also former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Hopes are fading that Congress will reach a funding deal for anti-Zika virus efforts. Mosquito season is underway, and the CDC has logged more than 1,100 cases of the mosquito-borne virus in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Two major cable networks held a town hall forum that turned into an anti-police tirade. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Two major cable networks are coming under fire after they hosted a town hall event critics say was encouraging hate toward police officers. MTV and BET's town hall on racial violence included attempts to label police a criminal gang.
It's a free-for-all, and they're obviously just doing whatever they like.
That blue wall of silence. We got to tear that blue wall of silence down. Absolutely.
Like that alone makes the police, you know, makes them untrustworthy. It makes the police a gang.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch made an appearance on the program to say the issue of race in America needs to be discussed, but she has been critical of the kind of anti-police rhetoric used throughout the show. I'm Jason Wirt.
Hopes are fading for Congress to reach a funding deal for anti-Zika virus efforts. Mosquito season is underway, and the Centers for Disease Control has logged more than 1,100 cases of the mosquito-borne virus in the U.S. Amazon customers are running into a few glitches on Prime Day. Some had problems trying to check out after making online purchases. Amazon.com says it's working to resolve the issue quickly. The one-day sale is for Amazon Prime customers and is expected to generate up to $1 billion in sales. The highly publicized shopping event promises better deals than shoppers would see on Black Friday. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
Hey, this is Joe Peters, and we're going to get started with Real Estate Matters in a few minutes. First things first, let me give you the short-term weather forecast. It is hot out there today. It's currently somewhere about 84 degrees. It looks like it's going to drop down into the 60s overnight. It's sort of neat to get up. I go for a walk usually right after 7 o'clock, and by the time I get back around 8, it's just warming up. And it's that kind of the year. It's not too hot to walk yet, but you got to get out there early. It looks like on Wednesday we're going to hit 88, 63 overnight. On Thursday, clouding up a little, 89, 69 overnight. On Friday, clouding up some more, 89, 73 overnight. And then Saturday is going to be 92, Sunday 90, 87. And in both cases, a little bit of a chance of precipitation over the weekend. And then finally on Monday, it looks like a cloud burst. Looks like it's going to get really, really rainy on Monday. Any of you who haven't seen it, there's a salsa night this weekend in downtown Flemington. It is being hosted by the 100 and Helpline, of which I'm a part of. And we'd invite you to come out and take a look at what's going on at 4 o'clock till 10, roughly. There's going to be live music. There's going to be entertainment. There's going to be lots and lots of good food and salsa music. We have a new beer and wine garden in downtown Flemington. Come on down. Try it all out. Very casual, very entertaining, and just looking for something to do on a Saturday night. Salsa night may just do the trick. And then on Sundays, the rubber ducky race up in Clinton. If you haven't gotten your duck yet, I'm sure you can log on and find how to do that. But another great charity. It draws a lot of people. And I've been in Hunterdon County 18 years, and it's something I just really enjoy helping out with my contributions to. So we're going to play a few of our sponsored commercials, and I'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Once again, it's Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. If that last voice sounded a lot like mine, there's pretty good reason for it. I thought I'd play that right before we got started so I don't have to tell you who I'm at and what I'm up to. I have been doing real estate for the last 12 years or so full-time with Weikert. I do residential across both Hunterdon and Somerset. It gives me a unique perspective because I got my foot in both counties at this point in time, and I am involved in both chambers of commerce. This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio, so we're going to focus mostly today on Hunterdon County, but I'm also going to give you a little comparison, sort of a point of comparison as to what's happening in Somerset County as well. What I can tell you is that 2016 has been a super, super active year real estate-wise. We are, without a doubt, having probably our best year in a long, long time real estate-wise, and it is surpassing 2015, which is our best year in a long time before that. So in magnitudes, I think 2016 is at least 50% better so far. It's an active from a both buyer and seller viewpoint, and we're going to go through some of the statistics as well as some of the reasoning behind the statistics, what's making these things happen today. Hunterdon County and Somerset, because as I said, I've got listings in both and I've got sales in both, are both experiencing a shortage of inventory at the very, very popular price points. In Hunterdon, that's the twos and the threes and moving into the fours a little. We, as soon as something clean comes on in those price points, we're probably getting, if not it sold immediately, multiple offers on it in some cases. You get into the five, it softens a little, but it's still a pretty active market. You get above six, and it softens greatly. And it's just typical. It's like a pyramid. Closer to you get to the top, the less room there is and the less activity there is. We're looking at housing as probably the biggest long-term investment you're going to make in your life, and people are very cautious with it. And I'm seeing a lot of changes in thinking. I'm seeing the first-time buyers not getting into the market until they're pretty close to 40. And when they're getting into the market, they're getting into it much higher than they used to. They used to buy in a 250 to 350 range. Now I'm seeing them all the way up to the fives. And what's causing that to happen? Well, the economic conditions of the last 10 years or so has contributed greatly to it. We've had a lot of people living with mom and dad, out of work, not sure enough, not qualified enough to get a mortgage, that are now out on their own and either moving into apartments or moving into their first-time buy. And it's a very important step for us because when somebody does a first-time purchase as a first-time buyer, it triggers three or four sales. They typically buy in somewhere the twos or the threes. That person who turns around buys in the threes or four. That person turns around, that steps up. That person turns around and either steps up or downsizes. You typically buy a house every 6 or 7 years. But with the economy that we've just gone through, it's elongated that process, and a lot of people have waited out to 10 and 12 years to make a purchase. And I think that pent-up need for change is part of what's happening this year. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. In the month of June, the month that just ended, it's July 12th today, I guess the 14th, yeah, 12th today. We have, in Hunterdon County, all agents, all agencies, all towns sold 173 houses. That's a pretty good number for this time of the year. The month before, we actually sold 204 houses. So let me just give you a few statistics on what we did sell in July. We had an average sale price of $418,000. That's about typical. If you were to just say, Joe, walking down the street, what's the average sale price in Hunterdon County? I'd say 4.25. So 418 is pretty typical. Our average list price, same time, was $482,000. So the houses that are listing are not going to sell probably for 60 to 90 days. It's about our cycle. It's taking about 78 days to get an offer on a house at this point in time. So the difference between the 482 and the 418, which is roughly 13%, is pretty average. Some of those 480s will turn into 470s and 460s before they get sold. And when they finally do sell, they're gonna probably bring the average of 418 up a little at that point in time. The condos and townhouses sitting with a six-month supply. If you take a look at what makes prices go up and down, it's the month supply of inventory. And how do we derive the month supply of inventory? You take a look at the total units that are available on the market, and then you divide it by the amount that went under contract in the last 30 days. Not necessarily closed, but we just got a condo. We sold them. So if you had 10 houses in a town on the market and two went under contract in the last 30 days, well, then you have 5 months supply. If you had four go on, well, then you have 2.5 months supply. And the month supply is what tells us whether the prices are increasing or decreasing. 4 to 6 months is an average month supply. That's when things are pretty normal, prices aren't going up, supply is meeting the demand, and that we've got a level flat line on pricing. But if we get down below 4 months, which we are getting close to in a couple of price points, well, then you're going to see some price increase. As I said, the twos, threes, and fours, very active. We're starting to see some price increases there, have seen some price increases so far this year. And if you get above 6 months supply, in the sevens and eights month supply, well, then we're seeing pressure on prices. And maybe the prices aren't going up, or in some instances, they're coming down. And we're seeing that. We're seeing pressure on prices, especially in the further western areas of Hunterdon County and the higher prices. So you could say, I live in Clinton Township, sort of one of the three more popular areas in Hunterdon, Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan. We do about 50% of our business just in those three areas. That's where people want to live and still be able to go back to the east to either New York or in the direction of New York to work. We're seeing those areas have a pretty good turnover. But if you get to the farther eastern parts of Hunterdon County, and let me just give you an example. If you get out into well, southern part as well, if you go into Bethlehem Township, that's sort of a farther western part. I meant to say not farther eastern part. We're sitting with almost 2 years' supply right now. Based on last month's figures, we have 46 houses for sale. We sold two. So you divide 2 and a 46, it comes out the 23-month supply. That's a little scary that if you put your house on the market in Bethlehem Township last month, it could take you, at that rate, 23 months to sell. And that's when you start to see pressure on prices. Another town that's having a tough time of it would be like West Amwell. That's a southernmore town. It's got about a year's supply. We actually had 12 houses on the market in West Amwell, and only one went under the market contract last month. But take a look at the Clinton Township. Clinton Township, 79 houses for sale, 16 went under contract. That's a 5-month supply, right smack in the middle. That's where we should be. prices aren't going up, prices aren't going down. But I guarantee you, in the 700s in Clinton Township, we're not seeing a five-month supply. And down in the 200 and the 300, we're probably seeing more like 2 and 3 month supply. If you take a look at Lambertville, interesting. I mean, Lambertville is pretty far south. It's got 33 houses for sale, 5 sold. That's a 7 month supply. So they're holding their own. And you've got places like Flemington, 14 houses for sale, 5 sold, 3 month supply. So it varies by town, and it also varies by price point. Let me just go over some of the price points to let you know how that fares out. First of all, you take a look at what's happening, and you're going to see very, very active market up through the 500 mark. If you look at the threes, we've got 4 month supply. If you look at the fours, we've got a 4 month supply. If you look at the fives, we've got a 6 month supply. Get above there, it's a 12 month supply. So let me say it in a different way. If you take a look at how many houses have, in effect, sold above $600,000, and I'm not going to count the $1 million ones because that's a different market already, but we've got 4, 5, 6, 7. So out of 173 houses, only 700 of them were between 600 and a million, and another 4 were over $1 million. So are over $1 million, there's always a market for it. It's sort of a high-end market. It's why some people come to Hunterdon County. We're a very affluent county, as you probably know, and somewhat of an expensive county to live in tax-wise and cost-of-living-wise. But we're holding our own. I mean, overall, we have a 6 month supply. That's the high end of normal. And last month it was 5 months. So we've dropped a little because we've had a little less activity this month. And a month before it was 6 months, if I recall. Let's take a look at those same numbers if you were in Somerset County. Somerset County is sitting at a 4 month supply. He's at Somerset, our sister county to the east, is at the low end of normal. They've got 4 month supply. A lot of the towns at the price points in Somerset County, all the way up through a million, are averaging 5, 4, 3, 3, 3, right down the line, all 3 and 4 month supply. They're having 481 sales last month when we only did 173. They've done like 2.5 times our volume. They listed 540 where we listed 227. They typically do a little better than 2 sales for every one we do. The average sale price in Somerset County is $484. Ours was $418, if you remember. They're about 20% more. The cost to live in Somerset County for the same size house on probably half the size of a lot is about 18 to 20% more. That's been the average since I've been in the business. And they're listing houses in Somerset County at $616 and selling them at $484. So their list price in proportion to their sale price is 20% higher, 21.4 to be exact. So depends where you're at. You've got some places in Somerset County that also have high supply. Some of them are the more pricey areas, like Bernardsville. It's got a 13-month supply. Watchung Borough has got a 25-month supply, 75 houses for sale, only 3 sold. But if you take a look at the very popular areas of Somerset County, and they touch the very popular areas of Hunterdon County, so it's like a sweet spot between the two counties of where people want to live. Branchburg, 4 month supply. Bridgewater, 4 month supply. Hillsboro, 3 month supply. That market in Hillsboro is red hot. I sold 2 houses there myself this week. Another area in Franklin Township, 325 houses for sale in Franklin Township. That's just north of New Brunswick and south of like 22 and 287 coming together. Of the 325, they sold 73. They've sold in one town almost 40% of what we sold in the whole county. Another very popular area over there is the Warren Township, 133 houses available in Warren. Little higher end, they've sold 17, so they're sitting about an 8 month supply, but it's a popular, moderately priced area. So what does this mean to you? If you're thinking about buying or selling, the time probably couldn't be better because there is a market for your house. And even if you are above the sixes in Hunterdon County, we can find you buyers. I sold 2 houses myself in the last 30 days above $600,000. And the buyers are here, but they're a little more picky. And what they're looking for is newness, openness, newer properties versus older properties, although we still have a market for the people looking for the 50 to 100-year-old houses. That's never going to go away. Some people just love the charm of an older house. But when they get in and they start inspecting it and they find there's a little bit of mold or a little bit of termite damage, a lot of times it's the end of the deal because older houses have more things to be cautious about as a result of the inspection. So let me recap. Hunterdon County, 173 sales. Average sale price, $418,000. That was the month of June. Somerset County, 481 sales. Average sales point, about 484. They have 57 days supply. We have 78 days supply. If you take a look at the condos and townhouses, in Hunterdon County, we have 42 for sale. 29 actually went under contract, so we're selling them pretty quickly. I'm looking at the wrong column. We have 168 for sale. 29 went under contract, and we're sitting at about a six-month supply. In Somerset County, we have about 447 on the market, almost triple what we have, and they sold 253. So, depends where you're at, depends what you're doing. The month supply is not just for a town and not just for a price point. It has to be sort of a crosshairs of the price point within a town. So, if you're in Clinton Township and Clinton Township last month, for example, had a five-month supply. If you're in Clinton Township in the threes and fours, you probably get a two- or three-month supply. And if you're Clinton Township in a sixes and sevens, you're probably in an eight- or nine-month supply. So you have to take one into consideration with the other. And it's a pretty scientific undertaking that a realtor such as myself could do for you, because what you need to examine is what houses like you have sold for over this last 6 to 12 months, what's your competition on the market, and how best would your house stack up against what's on the market today if we listed it tomorrow? And then we have to – and I use this with a lot of people when they're going to list a house. I'll take – here are the most popular house we have to sell is a Center Hall Colonial. I'll take all the Center Hall Colonials. And let's say I think their house is worth between 5 and 6. I'll take everything between 5 and 6, and I'll give them the listings, and I'll ask them to take their house and put it where it belongs in this sequential stack of houses that are for sale by ascending dollar. And they pretty much can tell you it belongs right here. And if it belongs between the 550s and the 570s, then you probably have a house that should be priced roughly 575, and somewhere at the end of the day, you're going to settle in the 555, 560 range. Our average in New Jersey, and it holds true in both Hunterdon and Somerset County, is that we sell at about 97% of asking price. Now, that doesn't mean it's the original asking price, because a lot of times the original asking price is a little bit aggressive. They want to try a little higher price for 30 days, and then they adjust it a little and get it down, and then it sells. So it's the adjusted asking price. If you have a house that's listed for $500,000 and you took 3% off it, you're going to sell it for $485,000. That's about the proportion that we sell houses at. And we're selling them in Hunterdon County in an average of 78 days. So that's just about halfway between 2 and 3 months. That means we got a contract and we still have another 60 days to go till we close. So from the day you put your house on the market to the day you actually sell it is probably, if we use the average, 2.5 months. And from the day you sell it to the day you can close on it is probably another 60 days. So we're looking at somewhere between a 5 and a 6 month cycle. And I argue that there's time even before that, because there's periods of time where you're considering whether you want to put your house on the market. And you're probably out looking at other houses like yourself as you drive by them and they're having an open house and getting an opinion of what your house might be worth or what other houses like you look like. And a lot of times, people don't understand that their house needs some work. I can't tell you how many times I've come into a house and I've said, you're not ready for market. I mean, what I want to do with you is I've just shown you the houses that are a little below you and a little above you. Let's go look at three or four of them so you can see what you're competing against. And one of the services I offer is that of a stager. I have a professional stager that I work very closely with that comes in and gives a one-hour consultation. And based on that, she gives a punch list of the things that she thinks should be done in the house. And then in a lot of instances, the homeowner will say, well, I see what you're saying needs to be done. I have no way of doing it. It's like, I know the carburetor needs to be changed on a car. I don't know how to do it. Well, she offers services for that on a fee-based basis, and she can help supply the arms, the legs, and even the furniture in order to get your house ready for market. So it takes a lot. It takes a lot of thinking up front. It takes a realtor who understands the market, and it takes a prep phase to get the house ready for market. And then at the end of that, we do professional photography so that your house draws people in. People look at the picture and say, wow, I want to see that house, especially the front of the house. When your house is on a page with 10 other houses that all look sort of the same, Center Hall Colonials all look pretty much alike. That's why they call them Center Hall Colonials. You want to be the Center Hall Colonial that sticks out on that page. And that's why I use a professional photographer as part of the staging phase to make your house stick out and to bring people in. We then also do professional brochures. And the professional brochures, then if they go out and look at seven or eight houses in the course of a day, will be the one brochure that stands out as well, because all of those professional pictures and staging will be part of that brochure. And it will make them think of your house first, probably. And I can't say I'm the only one that does professional brochures, but I will say most agents do not even come close to what we prepare through my office for my listings. So, once again, it's Joe Peters at Weichert. I'm going to give you a commercial or two, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some of the factors that are driving the market today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, it's Joe Peters at Weichert, and I'm back with my real estate show called Real Estate Matters. I vary the shows. Every week I have a real estate show, and then every second week I have a 55-plus show, a show for interest matters of people that are becoming a senior or are a senior. And I like to say 10 years ago I couldn't spell senior, and today I are one. So it happens really quickly, and there's a lot to comprehend, and there's a lot to figure out, and we help people learn from our experiences. And we have various discussions about the last one we had was how to get that book out of you. Everybody's got a book in them. How do you, as a senior, get your book on paper? And we talk about the mental health center. We talk about the process of dying and what that takes. We talk about Social Security. And if you go to my site, jpeters.com, you go to my 55 plus tab, you're going to find about a dozen recordings of past shows on all of those subject matters. Some really interesting industry experts have been here, and we've got recordings of each one of them, and they're there for replay for your, I wouldn't say enjoyment, but for your education and enlightenment. Let's talk about what's driving the market in New Jersey as we speak. And once again, we're talking about residential. Home purchase demand increased in the past month by about 11,000 homes versus a year ago. And that is the 21st month in a row this has happened. So, yay, team! Sounds like we're having a good stream there. And for the year so far, it rose by 15% over last year. So the increase has been most widely seen in the under 400 market. That's what I've been saying. That's where we're on fire. And at the same time, the number of homes being offered in New Jersey has remained low and recently even decreased. The supply decreased in May by some 4,000 homes in New Jersey, or a 7% minus. And there are currently 21,000 fewer homes, 28% less than we had at our peak of homes for sale in 2011. That's what's driving the market. We don't have enough homes for sale. Now, what's making that happen? It's an interesting question. There's two reasons. The first reason is a lot of people are underwater. And as a matter of fact, they're also behind in their payments. And once you become behind in your payments by 2 or 3 months, a cloud is filed over your financial situation called the LIS pendant. It stands for libel suit pending. And the bank is starting the foreclosure process. It's amazing that one out of every 14 houses in New Jersey is in that 90 days plus arrears. So we've got a lot of houses that aren't on the market because people are in financial trouble. And at the same time, we probably have just as many houses where the people are underwater. In other words, they owe $400, but the house is only worth $375, so they can't sell it unless they can come up with $25. So they're just treading water till the prices come up, and they probably will in another year or two, and then they can sell their house and move on. You add those two factors together, and we're down some 28% in inventory. We currently have unsold inventory in New Jersey at about 5 months versus 5.7 months a year ago, and current to steady to decreasing a little bit. In the last 2 weeks, we've seen a drop of the stock market activity. Combined with the fear of higher interest rates in the future, and the Feds are slightly loosening lending standards to keep the economy going, it's driving the market. I mean, we're not looking at houses that are much more than they were a year or two ago, and we're looking at interest rates has been the lowest it's ever been. We actually hit 3.4% on a 30-year mortgage last month. It's driving the market. And if you get up into a 5- and 7-year ARM, you can get down to the 2.75, a 15-year, somewhere right around 3%. So what about the jobs? And this is an area that concerns me, to be honest with you. On a national level, the U.S. reached full employment in May of 2014. And saw an increase of 2.7 million jobs in 2015 after a slow start, and approximately 750,000 has been reported, and it's a gain so far this year. So it's moving in the right direction, and if the pace continues in 2016, we're going to add another 1.8 million. So we're going to see jobs continue to increase. Now, of that number, 250,000 jobs a month need to be added just for growth. In other words, our population is growing because we have more people having more people, and there's more people coming into the job market every month. And if you multiplied the 250 that we needed times the 12 months we have in a year, we need something like 3 million more jobs per year just to handle the growth. So a lot of times you'll hear politics, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, they both play this game with us. that, oh, we added 240,000. Next time you hear it, say to yourself, well, we missed by 10. And if you do that enough times, you're going to start to understand the problem. We're really not adding enough jobs. Secondly, if you look at the same statistic in New Jersey, you're going to find that our job growth increased by 65,000 in 2015. It was the best in 15 years. And at that pace, we're on track to recover all the jobs we lost in New Jersey by the end of 2016. That's going to be 3 years later than what happened on a national level. And today, we've recovered 83% of the jobs lost. However, New Jersey has shown a fourth month of job declines in May, and there were job declines in the first four of the 5 months in 2016, showing a net loss of jobs of 6,700 so far this year. That concerns me, because what we're seeing is we're seeing confidence built on 6 months ago economy, yet today's economy is going to drive the 6 months in the future economy. And unless we turn these numbers around in New Jersey, I think we could be in for a little bit of a correction here. For the New Jersey, unemployment has increased for the third consecutive month to 4.9 and now surpasses the U.S. overall average of 4.7. That's a concern. Yet, we're having our best year ever. People are out buying houses like they've never bought houses before. There's confidence in the economy, but it's not based on what happened last month. And hopefully what happened last month is just a blip, and this month it'll get corrected and a little more next month. But if that correction doesn't happen and this trend continues, I see that we could have some correction in the future. Our rental market's out of sight. We have so many of the anywhere from 25 to 35s leaving home, going out on their own. They for once can afford a mortgage or at least a lease on an apartment, and they want to get out of mom and dad's whatever, much to mom and dad's happiness, I might add. I've got five children myself, and they're my favorite age, all grown and gone. So I understand how mom and dad feel when the kids go out on their own. It's like a relief. Half the time they come back sooner or later, and it all happens again. But eventually they fledge and they're gone. The rental market is right now experiencing a 10% annual increase in pricing because there's such a demand. We're taking a look at a 2.3% vacancy rate in New Jersey. In central New Jersey, 2.3%. So if there were 100 apartments in a town, only two of them are vacant, somewhere between 2 and 3. We haven't seen it that low. It's usually in the 6s and 7%. So rentals are hard to find. Rentals are getting more expensive. And as a result, we're seeing people move up and actually buy, because sometimes it's actually cheaper. I can't tell you how many times I'll have a person come out and look at a house, I should say an apartment, and say a one-bedroom is $1,250, $1,300, $1,400. I said, you know what? If you've got any money at all, you can buy this place cheaper than renting it. And the appreciation will help you achieve your American dream moving forward. And the time I sit down and take a look at it, I mean, they need to have a job. They need to have some decent credit. They need to have a little bit of assets, because it's cost money to close. We can sometimes finance that. You need a little bit of money to put down. But if you got those three things, we can get you into a mortgage. And then on the foreclosure front, this is something we're going to be talking about for a few years. New Jersey continues to face very high foreclosure rate filings. The figure varies widely by the local market, but the percentage of delinquent mortgages in New Jersey that are 90-plus days past due is at 6.9%. Boo! But the good news is, last year it was 7 point something. So it's improved, and 3 years ago it was 11.4. So it improved from 11 to 7 to just under 6, 7, and now it's 6.9. But New Jersey is number one, followed by New York, Florida, Michigan, Maine, Maryland, and Rhode Island. Nationally, this number is 3%. So we're better than 2 times the national average on foreclosure filings. We have an increased rate in foreclosure filings, while most states are seeing the reverse of this. In 2015, we actually had a 14% increase over the prior year, 77,000 filings. In 2016, the foreclosure filing in New Jersey is forecasted to be around 70, a slight improvement of about 10%. And these foreclosures will continue to add pressure on home prices, because they sit for sometimes a year or two before the bank gets around. So let's recap what we've seen so far, and then I'm going to go into a couple of other thoughts with you. 2016 has not been a very normal year from the upcoming election viewpoint to the economy viewpoint. Yet we've seen a surge in home sales in New Jersey in 2016, especially in a sub-500 market. We are still plagued by not having enough inventory in our most popular price points. But as the inventory builds up and prices continue to rise and people no longer are underwater, this should have a positive effect on prices. Year to date, we've only seen a 1% rise so far in New Jersey. They're forecasting a 4% over the prior year for the entire state. I honestly don't think we're going to hit that. But we've seen a 1% rise in the first 5 months, and in effect, I think we'll probably get somewhere between 2 and 3. We're also starting to see people in their homes over 10 years thinking about making a change. The average used to be 6 or 7. It was just time to make a change. You either needed more rooms because you had 7 more kids, you needed less rooms because a couple of kids went off to college, you got a divorce, you wanted a single-floor lifestyle. There's a lot of reason to change homes, but over the last 5 years, coming out of the recession, we've seen almost a stagnant trading of houses. That all changed this year. I got to tell you, of the business I've got going on right now, at least 5 instances are people who I've sold homes to in the past that are now making a change for one of those reasons I just mentioned. So we're starting to see that pent-up need for a change in lifestyle come back and help the economy in New Jersey from a home viewpoint. So, net-net, either as a seller or a buyer, the time couldn't be better in the market. We have the lowest interest rates in history, a pent-up demand for both buyer and seller viewpoint, and a very, very active market with slightly increasing prices, 1% so far this year. My number is 908-238-0118. My name is Joe Peters. If you'd like to go to my site, jpeters.com, all of the information that I just read you is on under Market Reports, and you can take a look at it there. So, in our last, and I'm just looking at the time, we've got about 12 minutes left. I want to go through a few other things that I'm seeing out there so that you can share my thinking in what's happening from a sales and a buy viewpoint. The primary driver of recent home value growth, and I've got an industry study here, and it shows that the 50% mark of opinions that the primary driver is we don't have enough inventory. 20% say we have very low interest rates, and 17% say our wage and job growth is catching up. I've got to admit, New Jersey pricing, and if you take a look at the price of a house, it has to be somewhere between 30 and 45% of your total gross income. So the house and all the associated costs of owning a house, including homeowners and insurance, should, if you're going to go for a mortgage, not be more than 43%. That's the back end, front and back end ratio they use to make sure you qualify for it. But most people prefer to be more like in the 35%, maybe even 30% if they're being conservative. So if you earn $100,000, just to use round numbers, and 35% would be $35,000, and you divide it by 12, it's going to come out roughly to $3,000 a month you can afford on housing. If you're spending more than that on housing, you're outside of the proportions that government and statistics and history shows that you should be at. And even on rentals, it works the same way. If you're looking at a $1,700 rental, and rentals are usually about the 30% mark because they're rented by people that want to do more things, they want more discretionary income. If a $1,750 rental means you have to earn $50,000 to afford that at the 30% level. And it's interesting because some people get out of proportion and they have a beautiful house and no money to do anything, and other people have a very meager house and lots of money to do things, and both things work for people. You know, it depends what you want out of life. We're looking at the future for projected percentage of appreciation, and we're looking at 2016, they're saying countrywide 4%, 2017, 3.5%, 2018, 19, and 20, all about 3 each. So we're looking at good average growth. I mean, that is predicated on nothing as a natural disaster like 9/11 happening again. We're looking at cumulative house appreciation by 2020, and I've got a bull, a bear, and an average. The average is 17.5%. So between now and 2020, roughly 5 years, somewhere between 4 and 5 years, we're looking at somewhere around a 17.5%. The bulls say 25%, the bears say 10%. So you pick your number. I'll settle for the 17.5%. That means if you own a $100,000 house today, it's going to be worth $117,500 in 4 to 5 years. That's a pretty good percentage of growth. We're taking a look at the potential growth in family wealth, because think about what the American dream is. The American dream is you buy a house and that house grows in value, and over time you can trade it and get a bigger house, or you can borrow against the house and do some of the other things like buy a summer house or maybe a recreational vehicle. And how does that work? Well, it's interesting because when you buy a house, even if you're very conservative, you're probably not going to put more than 20% down. So let's say you buy a $500,000 house. That's not a big house by today's standards in Hunterdon County. A $500,000 house, you're going to put $100,000 down. But the whole $500,000 is going to grow. So that gives you a leverage factor. In other words, you're getting more out of it than you put into it. So you put $100,000 down, but you get growth on $500,000. So when I'm saying we're going to grow 17.5% over 5 years, I'm saying you're going to get 17.5% growth on the $500,000, not the $100,000, but all you've put in. So that's a really good return on investment. And as long as that continues to work, people will continue to grow, and we will see the American dream bubble along. People take money out of their house to buy businesses or start businesses. People take money out of their house to put the kids through school. People take money out of their house to do a lot of things. That's your call. It's your money. It's your house. The natural thing to do is that eventually you're going to retire, and by the time you retire, you want to have enough equity in the house that you can probably buy a smaller house and just pay it off and live very comfortably from that point on. The number I see for that in Hunterdon County, and I deal a lot with people considering selling their mega mansion or mini mega mansion, is they probably have a $600,000 house on the average with $300,000 in equity. So they'd like to sell the $600,000. They walk away with, let's say, $300,000 just for round terms. And they take the $300,000 and they go buy an over 55 and they pay cash. And now they have no mortgage, and all they have to do is pay the homeowners association and the utilities and insurance. It's a very nice, moderate lifestyle. That all makes perfect sense, except there are no $300,000 houses to buy in 55-plus communities in Hunterdon County. They're mostly in the 475s and up. So people decide, maybe Hunterdon County isn't the place to live the rest of my life. We have people going to the west and going just into Pennsylvania, where prices and taxes are a lot less. We have people going to the south. But they're not going, in most cases, too far from New Jersey. They're just adjusting their lifestyle to where it's a little cheaper to live. So we're coming up on about 6 minutes left. I want to talk a little about why people want to and buy this summer, what the reasons are. I mean, why? One is prices are going to continue to rise, whether it's 1% or 3%. They're going to continue to go up, and that depends on the price of your purchase. Mortgage interests are projected to go up. So between the price going up and the mortgage interest going up, you could be paying a lot more for the same house next year. You could be paying 10% more per month in your payment if you buy it a year from now versus now. Just the fact of interest going up 1% from 3.5% to 4.5% will take away 9% of your buying power. So if you're going to buy a $500,000 house today, the same monthly payment a year from now at a percent higher in interest means you're only going to get a $455,000. And in a lot of cases, it's just time to move on. you've sat there for 10 or 12 years. You've talked about downsizing. You talked about maybe going south, living closer to the kids. You've talked about a lot of things. Everybody's got their own different goal and dream. And that's what I like to say to my customers is I help them achieve their goals and dreams. I do that by helping them understand what the market is all about and understanding what their options are. Now, from a sell side, demand is strong. It's a perfect time to sell. If you're thinking about selling, yeah, you're probably going to get more for your house in 2 or 3 years. But what happens to your life during those 2 or 3 years? You may want to just move on and get on with it, because if you're going to buy a house of equal or more value, you're going to get the advantage by selling it now and buying one that's also taking the same point in price that yours is at. And maybe not the same value, but, you know, if it's down 12, 15% from where we were at the peak, the other one's going to be down 12 or 15%. If it costs more than one you're selling, you're getting an advantage out of it. There's less competition. The summer rush is over. People buy houses because they want to get the kids in school for September 1st opening. We no longer can sell a house on July 12th and get somebody into school by September 1st. Unless it's a cash deal. By the time you get a mortgage, you get into a house, it's 60 days. There's never a better time to move up. We're looking at the higher price points in Hunterdon County as the areas where we're seeing the most houses and inventory for sale. So if you're thinking about selling, it could be the best time ever. And it's time to move on with your life. You've had these dreams. You've had your plans, you've had your house, you've had your life, you've had your children, you've had your work, you've had your own situation for a long period of time. You're either satisfied with it or you'd like to change it. And what I say is, if you're thinking about doing something in the next 12 to 24 months, you and I should be talking now. I can help you understand what's in the market. I can help supplement all that information that you found with some very accurate information, help you pinpoint just what's of importance to you out of everything you found. We could probably throw away 95% of it, and help you understand what's happening in the market and how to best position yourself and your house if you're going to sell it, or if you're on the buy side, find that house that's really hard to find. I can't tell you how many people I have, and I'll bet you there's 1,000 of them out there, that get an email from me every morning as a house comes on at a certain price point. Think about it. You want to live in Clinton Township. You want to live in a house that's got 4 bedrooms, that's a centered hall colonial, and you want to be in the 450 to 500. Every morning you get up and you go through one of these highly non-accurate sites. I hate to say Zillow's not accurate, but the listings never seem to come off after they sell. And I advertise heavily on Zillow, I think a lot of the site, but it's not as accurate as you might think it is. I can send you a listing every morning as it comes on in the 450 to 5, a 4-bedroom Center Hall Colonials in Clinton Township. And when the right one comes on, because I'm never going to call you, you call me and say, hey, Joe, this came on, I'd like to see it. I can't tell you how many people I get contacted by I haven't talked to in a year or two, or just getting these listings, and eventually something clicks and they want to see a house. So, once again, Joe Peters, Weikert Realtors. I helped you achieve your goals and dreams. I help you to do that from a real estate viewpoint across Hunterdon and Somerset County. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play my commercial one more time, and then we're going to go into the news break, and I'm going to be followed up by Greg, who'll be here in a minute or two. Thank you for your time. I'll be back next week with my 55-plus show, and tune in for a very interesting subject matter. And I really don't recall who's going to be on, or I tell you what it is, but it's always an interesting talk, or I wouldn't be doing it. Thanks again. Joe Peters at Weikert.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
The soul of our city was pierced when police officers were ambushed in a cowardly attack. We have searched a massive crime scene. We've sobbed and paid tribute at a growing memorial.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings honoring five fallen police officers that are being honored at a memorial service in Dallas. They were killed in a sniper ambush last week. President Obama and former President George W. Bush are also there. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is being grilled by the House Judiciary Committee about why she decided not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email and server.
I, as Attorney General, am not able to provide any further comment on the facts or the substance of the investigation.